And let's be honest, most of us are relatively sedentary, and when you hear about things like this, I mean, it's just, I can't even put myself in that position at all. You know, the ride, they call it the Indian Pacific Wheel Race, where they go from Fremantle, you hear about this a little bit, you know, from Perth, basically, all the way over to Sydney. So you see the Indian Ocean and then you see the Pacific Ocean. It's more than 5,000 k's. It's like 5,500 odd kilometres.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just to think about it is just extraordinary. More than 2 weeks worth of riding and elevation as well. Heaps of elevation, 33,000 plus metres of elevation. What an extraordinary thing to do.
Absolutely. And local man, dad, husband, Marty Cross, is riding the Indy Pack at the moment. And speaking of elevation, at Omeo right now. Marty, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Yeah, good. So you've done 4,000 Ks at least, haven't you?
Yeah, we're a touch over, I think we're about 4,366 to be precise.
Wow.
Kilometres into the race so far. So, yeah, so not far to go. We've only got to get to 5,500, which is on the steps of the Opera House. So, yep. we're nearly there.
God, but you sound so fresh.
Maybe because it's fresh in Omeo this morning.
Right, okay, it's a temperature thing. How are the legs? Like, I mean, are you chafing? Is the butt sore? Like, what's the go?
Oh, how detailed do you want me to go?
Yeah.
Look, you get a bit of all that. You get a bit of a sore butt and a bit of chafe and a few aches and pains. But, you know, it's amazing how you work into a race, how your body does adjust and get used to those things. But, look, all the riders are experiencing some sort of pain in some part of their body. So, that's just part and parcel of the ride.
Are there any rest days on this ride, Marty?
No, the ride is basically a solo, unsupported ride. So you carry all your own gear. So you're your own mechanic. You've got to find your own accommodation. You do everything yourself. You can't have any support.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any outside sources. And so you run your own race. So if you want to have a rest day, you can.
Okay.
But look, the reality is most of the riders, they just keep charging on, you know, trying to get the race over and done with as quick as they can.
Yeah,
let's get it done.
So you're doing it for charity, essentially. There are another, 22 riders as well.
Yes.
Do they do it for charity as well, or is there some of them do, some of them don't?
Lots of the guys are raising money for different organisations that are close to their heart.
Gotcha.
So, you know, that's up to you, what you want to do. And so, yeah, a lot of the guys use it as an opportunity to raise funds, which is what I'm doing. So I'm using it to raise funds for Compassion Australia and Camp Quality, two great organisations that, you know, help families and kids that are going through tough times. And so if people wanted to support that, all they need to do is to go to my webpage, which is crosschallenge.com.au, and they can go to that page, and it's got all the details of how they can be involved. And we're just encouraging everybody to, as they say in this race, to become a dot watcher and watch the dot. And to donate. So, you know, watch the dot and donate is our tagline. And so if people want to do that, just crosschallenge.com.au and all the information is there.
Perfect. All right, Marty. So what time do you head off from Omeo this morning to up Falls Creek?
Yeah, well, we're up and about now just getting our bikes ready. I'm here with one of the other riders. He calls himself Wozdog.
Yeah.
We're just about ready to head off.
Nice.
We're going to go get a feed, and then we'll be climbing Falls Creek in about, I reckon, about an hour's time. We'll be heading over the top.
Climbing Falls Creek. Unbelievable. After riding 4,000 Ks already. Marty, you're a legend, mate. Well done. And keep powering on.
Good on you, Matt. Thanks, Lou.
And we'd love to hear an update on how you go with your fundraising too when you get back.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, we'll keep everybody posted on how we go. We're aiming to raise $50,000, so, you know, we're on our way.
Cool.
And so we've got probably another week of riding to go. And, yeah, just looking forward to getting to the end and raising heaps of money and supporting these two great organisations.
All right. Good luck, Marty. Crosschallenge.com.au.